our body and our life is one big think machine. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Our body, our life, is one big think machine. It's so easy for us to blame conditions, outer circumstances, for the things that are taking place in our life. We blame our lack of balance because our body is not functioning as it should be functioning. We blame our lack of circumstances because of something in the outer. We're always so happy, so contented to blame something in the outer for what's taking place on the inner, or what's taking place in our thoughts. Every time we can be master of our thought, master of whatever attitude we have in our mind, our life reflects back to us exactly what it is that we have as the thought in our mind. When we are happy people, now just consider for a moment. You're feeling sort of sad and morose, and you're feeling down. You don't feel like doing anything. You're sitting in your chair. You're thinking, oh, well, what the heck? Nothing much to do. And then some little thing comes into your life that completely upsets everything. And it's called your granddaughter. Your granddaughter walks into the room, and she comes over to you and she says, Grandma, you're wonderful. I love you. And Grandma says, oh, hi, sweetheart. And Grandma's got to perk up. She's got to take on a happy attitude because her granddaughter expects her to be happy. And so she looks at the granddaughter and says, hey, sweetheart, you are such a precious angel. You sure make me feel good. And the granddaughter says, Grandma, that's not true. I don't make you do anything. I make me feel good. I'm a happy girl. And Grandma says, well, you could say that again. You are indeed a happy girl. Why are you happy? Well, I'm happy because I have a grandma like you. I'm happy because I have friends. I'm happy because I got a mommy and daddy that love me. I'm happy because I like me. Oh, sweetheart, those are the best reasons in the world to be happy. Now, do you know what you just did? What, Gram? What, Grandma? What, Gram? And what you just did, you just lifted me out of the slumps. I was feeling sorry for myself. I was feeling sad. I was thinking that I got all the problems in the world. And then you walked into my door. You walked into my life. You walked into my heart, where you've always been, of course. And I forgot all about anything that would make me unhappy. Sweetheart, do you mind if I always keep you in my heart? Even when you're out playing, or when you're off with friends, or when you're a grown lady? Would you mind? Oh, Grandma, that would be the happiest thing in my life, if you'd let me always be in your heart. Grandma, I want to tell you a secret. Yes, love. Grandma, you are always in my heart. And Grandma, you're always in my heart, playing with me, running around with me, doing things with me, loving me. Grandma, you're just so fantastic. Grandma, I think you're wonderful. And you know what happened to Grandma? Grandma perks up and she feels wonderful. Grandma looks around and she says, it is a lovely day. My goodness, everything is beautiful. And Grandma puts the newspaper aside, turns off the television, and goes outside and looks at the sun and says, wow, what a beautiful day. One little thought completely turned her world around. One little thought for each of us can completely turn our world around. We can turn our world around from feeling morose, feeling sad, feeling unhappy with life, to realizing that life is really wonderful. Life is a great and glorious experience, and it's just up to us to claim it, It's up to us to name what life is. Now, what do you name life as being? I name life as being wonderful. I name life as being fantastic. I name life as being great. Now, they say you can take a happiness pill, or you can take a bottle of whiskey, or you can do something of that nature. But all those things are just temporary, and they have to be replaced. And then you replace them, and then you have to replace them. And the same is true of happiness thoughts. Happiness thoughts have to be replaced again and again and again. We have to remind ourselves, this is a wonderful world. We remind ourselves, this is a fantastic life we're living. We remind ourselves that everything is beautiful and good. We remind ourselves that we like ourselves. And when we remind ourselves this, then our whole life takes a turn into a totally different direction. And we begin to say things about ourselves like, hey, life is great. Try that when you hear some sad news. When you hear there's a problem in the world someplace, and instead of joining in the problem by learning more about it, say, now there's peace on earth. And I started it in me. Yes, 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 yes. Now there is peace on earth, and I started it in me. And when you hear of a problem somewhere in the world, you say, all is in divine order. Divine order is all that I know. All is in divine order. Everything is working in harmony, in perfect harmony. Everything is working beautifully. And you see, when we say these things about ourselves and our world, then we have a different attitude about our world. We have different thoughts about our world. And those different thoughts are uplifting, supportive, beautiful thoughts. And you can be sure those thoughts circle the world. They circle the universe. They blanket everything. Every thought we think is a blanket that reaches out across our world. It reaches out across every place we think about and covers it with whatever our blanket is. And if our blanket is peace and love and harmony and goodness, then the world is being blanketed by peace and love and harmony and goodness. And we can start off by blanketing our own world. We blanket our own body with peace and harmony and love. We say, I live in my ideal body now. And it is done. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, and it is done. I live in my ideal. I am the ideal. Oh, what a wonderful thought. I am the ideal. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal woman. I am the ideal being. I am ideal. Oh, hey, thinking those thoughts causes our mind to dwell upon them and causes our loom, our machinery within us to create a blanket light as a feather, but large as the universe. And then we take our hands and we cast that blanket out so that it spreads out over the entire universe, over our entire life. And everything is whatever that blanket is. And if that blanket is unconditional love, then the world is covered with the blanket of unconditional love that we spread out over it. The world is covered with the peace, the joy, and the harmony, and the wholeness that we spread out over it. Because thoughts are things, and whatever thought I put in motion brings about a result equal to itself and greater. And I look at the world and I see it wonderful and good and beautiful now. That's my choice. That's my decision. That's my desire. And it is done. For nothing else matters except my thought. And I give my thought all the power in my world, all the attention in my world. There is nothing else but my thought. And my thoughts are always exactly on what I choose to think about, what I choose to experience, and what I choose to know. And it is done right this moment. and forevermore. Join with me in these happy thoughts, for they belong to you and me right now. And know that I love you, that I love you, I love you.